Many things come to mind when St. Elizabeth of the Trinity's name is mentioned. Her beautiful prayer to the Blessed Trinity, her deep interior life, her horrible suffering, her gift as a prize-winning pianist, her wonderful letters to family and friends. On this, her feast day, I'd like to focus on something that might escape notice. You ask, what might that be? It is her contribution to a topic that is given so little attention, the priesthood of all the faithful. My inspiration for this thought comes from a letter she wrote to her beloved prioress, Mother Germaine, which was not to be opened until after Elizabeth died. The letter begins, "My cherished mother, my holy priest." But that priestly role began before this letter was written, and Mother Germaine herself, who received Elizabeth's religious vows, was aware of that role, for she herself wrote, "I feel as though I have a priesthood to exercise with the Divine Master over this holy little victim of love." Elizabeth suffered greatly from Addison's disease, and in another letter she wrote to Mother Germaine, "Oh, help me climb my Calvary. I feel the power of your priesthood over my soul so strongly, and I need you so much." How many Christians at this very hour are caring for elderly parents, a dying spouse, a sick child, or offering a helping hand to another? What about Christians who minister in the medical field? Or how about any believer ministering to a suffering soul in some way? Do we ever consider these things as exercising a priestly ministry? Wouldn't it inspire and strengthen us if we considered the sacredness of it all and lived out more consciously this baptismal gift of priesthood bestowed on us by our loving God? Assisting the dying on their paschal journey is not the only way the faithful exercise their priesthood. The Catechism tells us we do so by participating in the offering of the Eucharist. Note well, the Catechism does not say we are onlookers, but participants. Another way we exercise the priesthood of the faithful is by the reception of the sacraments, prayer, thanksgiving, the witness of a holy life, abnegation, and active charity. If we took each of those words, we would find excellent examples of how St. Elizabeth of the Trinity exercised her living out the priesthood of the faithful in her life and allowed others to do so as well in her regard. Elizabeth uses priestly terms in her writings: adoration, praise, thanksgiving, sacrifice, quotes from the priestly prayer of Jesus in John's Gospel. Let us give a few examples. Regarding prayer, Elizabeth mentions adoration and praise and thanksgiving. She is so aware of the importance of our union with Jesus, our High Priest. She writes in one of her treatises, "Let us adore in spirit and in truth, that is, through Jesus Christ, for he alone is the true adorer in spirit and truth. Through the divine adorer, ceaselessly offer a sacrifice of praise." She so creatively weaves words from Scripture, making a new tapestry of them and inspiring us, as when she writes, "He, Paul, wants me to grow in Jesus Christ through thanksgiving. For everything should end in this." And then she inserts Jesus' words from the Gospel of John, "Father, I thank you." By baptism, we share in the kingly, priestly, and prophetic roles of Jesus, our High Priest. We do not treasure these baptismal gifts sufficiently. Just think, every baptized Christian is another Christ. Christ, our High Priest, empowers us to make God's love known in word and deed to one another. Elizabeth of the Trinity has given us a splendid example of this in her life and writings. In this way, she encourages us to do the same. She reminds us of our great dignity, of our great mission in Christ. Read her life, her works, and find for yourself how she did this in a hidden but no less real way. Let it inspire you and inflame you to do the same with your life. Pray with her that you may be another humanity for him in which he can renew his whole mystery. Let Jesus be priest in you. Thank you.